Well, good morning. It's the Todman family here this morning. I'm Clover.
It's Melissa.
Jazz.
Amber.
Now, you hear a lot from me, most weeks actually, so I thought it would be good for you to hear a little bit from the rest of the family.
Hi, it's Melissa here. I just want to say thank you for all your prayers. Just by way of update, I've had some treatment. It's worked really well. Feeling really good at the moment. Thank you.
Hi, it's Jazz. I'm enjoying going out for walks and watching spring arrive with all the lovely flowers bursting into bloom now.
It's Amber. I'm really looking forward to going back to school and just things getting back to normal again currently.
So for our Lent devotion today, we're in Colossians chapter 1. So if you want to find it in the Bible, do, but Melissa's going to read it for us for a moment anyway. Now, as you probably know, Colossians is one of the prison epistles. Paul isn't in lockdown when he wrote it. He's actually locked up. He's in chains. And it's a wonderful letter because it sets out for us how great Jesus is and how knowing him transforms our lives and our eternities. We were thinking about some of that last Sunday. And what it teaches is the clearer picture we have of Jesus, the clearer picture of the true Jesus that we have, the more we understand and know him, the more our faith will grow. And because Jesus is so great, we can never know him fully. We can know him truly, but there will always be more for us to learn of his greatness. And in the passage we're looking at, Paul is praying for the Colossians. And Melissa will read it for us in a moment, but it's a really big prayer he's praying. As she reads it, listen out for words like full and fully and all.
So Colossians 1, verses 9 to 14. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Now that's a big prayer, isn't it? And I wonder if you just pause, I mean, we've probably read it many times before, but if you just pause for a minute and think about the size of Paul's prayer, what do you think of it? Is that the way you would pray for other people or even pray for yourself? When you think about it, does what Paul prays sound wildly optimistic? Pie in the sky. I mean, verse 10, if you look at it. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Paul's not praying that that's what's going to happen when they go to heaven. He's praying that that's what's going to happen to them now. Is that how we pray for other people? Would we ask that for ourselves? And does it seem realistic or is that just fine sounding talk? Well, of course, it would be if we don't hear the message of Colossians itself. We can pray big prayers for others, for ourselves, for our church, because the one who answers is even bigger. There is no limit to the glory of Jesus. It says here in verse 10 that God the Father has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. And his beloved Son is the king of that kingdom, and his power and his goodness know no end. And it is to him that we pray to, and to him we can bring these massive prayers. Well, we thought it'd be really good to pray through this together. So each of us will read a verse or two and then lead us in prayer. Please join in with us. Let's pray. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Father, we pray for each one of us as part of your family here at Widcombe, that even today we would know your will for our lives. That for the tricky things we may face, the things we're uncertain of, the things that worry us, Father, you would give us wisdom and understanding. that you would increase our knowledge of the Lord Jesus, not simply that we would know facts about him, but that we would know him walking with us in our daily lives. As we do so, that we would walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, which means living by grace, not living to try and earn your favour, but living delighting in what Jesus has done for us and wanting to be more like him. Father, for each of us, there are ways where we struggle to be like Jesus, where perhaps, if we're being honest, we don't find it attractive to be like him. Father, open our hearts to see the glory of Jesus in our lives today. Father, you've prepared good works for us in advance each and every day. Help us to see those, to enjoy those, and to do them for your glory and delight today, all through the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Heavenly Father, thank you that you equip us with your strength, that we do not need to rely on our own weaknesses and fragility, but on your mighty and glorious power. Forgive us when we try and live in our own strength. Thank you that you strengthen us that we might have endurance and patience. In what seems to have been a long year in the COVID pandemic, thank you for sustaining us thus far and that there seems to be a way forward. Help us to wait patiently for the time when we might meet together as your people again. Father, thank you that at all times we can give you joyful thanks because of what Jesus has done for us. Thank you that he has made it possible for us to have a relationship with you and to share in his inheritance of eternal glory. What a privilege that is. And thank you that this joy is not dependent on our circumstances, but is based on the certain hope that we have. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. Amen.
Amen.
He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you saved us out of the darkness, that we can be with your beloved Son, not because of anything we have done or anything we own, but because you loved us. Thank you for your daily grace in the uncertainty and struggles we face each day at the moment. You know what we need more than we do ourselves. Thank you that despite all the problems we face each day, the worst problem we will ever face is our sin, and you have already dealt with it on the cross. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that we know that you can forgive our sins and that through your death on the cross we can have redemption if we turn away from sin. Thank you that you will always love us despite our shortcomings and failures in life and trying to grow to be more like you, and that we can come to you in prayer for all things and that those prayers will be answered. We are all grateful for the perfect love you showed us, and although we still fall into sin and fail to love each other the way that you love us, you continue to guide and love us. I pray that we would all seek redemption when we fail to live in a loving way, comforted by the knowledge that you forgive us when we sin and love us no less, and that through our failures we can learn to become more like you. Amen.
Amen. It's been great to be with you this morning. I hope to see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.